You're listening to Foch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5.
We welcome in Chelsea. Also, Katie from Russia. Now, we were kidding around yesterday that you got proposed to this past weekend, and you did, but it just wasn't a real proposal.
Right.
Can you please explain the situation?
Yeah, so last weekend, just a side note, I like to keep my boyfriend on his toes, and I like to keep my relationship spicy, so I guess that was his, backfire
his way
at me.
Of doing
get back at me like that. So we went to this really cool touristic spot called Red Oak 2. It's located near Carthage area.
And
we were just like standing on this cute romantic bridge and looking over a little like spring or pond or whatever you want to call it. And I turned around for a second and then I turned back around and he was on his one knee. And I got so embarrassed, you guys. There was no one around, though. But I was so, like, I had, like, a high blood pressure when I saw that. I was, like, sweating. I was like, no,
don't do this. Did you think it was real?
For a second, yes, but then he pretended like he was tying his shoe. But I know for a fact that he wanted me to think that he's proposing to me, and then he, like, tied his shoe.
What if he was going to, but then saw your reaction that it was, like, horrified, and then decided to not?
I did not think about that till you just pointed
it
out.
What if it was?
Oh, Chelsea, why'd you just do this to me?
I mean, because
I swear I did not think about that till you just pointed it out.
Because, like, if he's about to do it and he's like, he sees your face that you're horrified, he's not going to go through with it.
That's a really good point.
But he hadn't, like, he did not have a ring or anything. Like,
could have been in his pocket.
Well, it could have been in his sock.
His sock?
His Crocs. It could have been in his thong.
you
never know. Okay, so he was joking. Is this bad luck in your culture?
I don't know that. I need to ask my mother. She knows all about bad luck. But I don't think it is. I don't think so.
A fake proposal?
Well, she's already had a fake proposal from you.
Yeah.
Remember?
Well, that was an April Fool's joke that we did.
It doesn't matter.
So what happens when he does this for real? Are you going to laugh or like kick him?
Depends
or, like,
when. I mean, we have been dating for only 4 months at this point. So to me, it's a little early. That's why I got so like embarrassed for him, I guess. And I was also freaking out because I was not prepared for this at all.
Right.
So I was like, no, don't do this. Don't do this to us.
Don't do this to us.
You don't want to ruin it. Well. I mean, it's not too far off.
Yeah,
I mean,
but if he's going to propose to me, obviously, like a year or two from now.
Mm-hmm. You just don't like the proposal now.
You'll go back to Red Oaks 2.
Yeah.
I still want to know. Where's Red Oak 1? Like, what happened? I still want to know. Maybe if he finds Red Oak 1.
Red Oak 1. Back. And then you go there and
for
happen.
Proposal?
Yes.
I think we should still go to Red Oak 2 because it's for 2. Got it?
I got it. Jeez. After hearing that, maybe he really doesn't want to propose.
Foch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.